This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Pop. So, Jamie,
you play an instrument?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Oboe. I don't have one right now.
You don't have an oboe with you?
No, but I do have one at my house.
Oboma.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Obama. You're the Obama.
That was a big 8 years
Obama
for me.
Obama.com.
Mm-hmm. You gonna pledge?
Kevin, check that domain name for me. I'm ready to invest.
It's open.
Book.
That's good.
Let me say something first. When we have a guest coming on, Kevin, the night before, an hour before, in a panic, is texting.
Yes.
Not just that we have a guest, but going, I was thinking maybe we could talk about this with this guest. Maybe the idea with this guest. The last time this guest was on, we talked about this, and maybe there's a way to sort of cannibalize our own thing and reference something that no one will remember. And he's just like always going like, what are we going to do?
Can
what are
this
we gonna
rut
do?
Get a little deeper?
You're coming in today.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did not for 1 second, his confidence in you, your ability to riff, your innate charm is so high. He didn't send a single idea of what we should talk about.
Whoa. It
unspoken is, Jamie's here. I got the day off. It's going to be fine.
And I plan to go nuts today, just
well,
so you know.
And I think he could sense it, just that you were going to
going fully really, nutso butts all
as
in
we
here.
Used to say, fucking Taz out on the show.
I love to Taz out. And that feels good to hear about Kevin, because on previous appearances, I've had long meetings.
He preps
with him.
You a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He drills me.
Couple of Zooms where you're getting intensive drills.
Yeah. And he wanted to set them for when I would normally take my Pilates classes, which is 8 in the morning.
Well, because after that, it's not going to, like...
No, you're going to be spent.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, he said that, like, all the, like, little muscles that you use for, like, balance and stability are crucial.
I use my obliques.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yes, that those are very important to his process, and he can't have you burning them out.
Yeah, and he doesn't even want them toned, which is, like, bizarre.
No, he wants to shape them himself.
Bulk them.
They'll fuck them up, he says.
So, I quit for a while to, prep with Kevin. And, I mean, it feels good to, not have to do those calls.
Where are you going usually? Do you go to DR Pilates?
I go to Pilates Punks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not allowed in there. They said I have to have a mohawk to take the class.
Yeah.
They like pinned me down and started shaving my head, and I said no. And they said, oh, then I guess you're not serious about Pilates.
Yeah.
So
I would agree with that. I didn't used to feel that way, but now I do.
They said I have to hold a paper clip up to my nose.
Did they make you?
I don't have to actually put it in there or anything. I just have to hold it up like it's in there.
They told me I had to slag off the queen. They said you better start slagging off the queen.
Well, did you?
I mean, I didn't have
a little bit.
I didn't really put my ass behind it. You know, I mean, I was doing it, but it was just like, oh, that. Bitty,
I said she was a nutter.
They do need you to put your whole bussy into it
before you can go in. That was the message I received as well.
I named the five bands, and they just let me cruise on through. I named five at the door, and they said, all right, let's see what she's got.
What'd you name?
Yeah, what were the bands?
Because that's a lot of bands.
It's a lot of bands.
Yeah, five?
Yep.
I could name maybe two.
Ramones, that's number one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one punk band. That. Next, you have New York Dolls.
I would not have gotten that.
Then I just started looking
at... Is that the American Girl doll store?
They played that in there.
There's one of them is... Yeah, one of them is New York
One of them
doll.
Is a New York doll. Yeah. And then the last three, I was kind of panicking, but there's stuff hanging on the wall.
Is Shibi Gibi what of?
Shibi Gibi?
Is Shibi Gibi one of the bands?
Is Shibi Gibi the band?
I didn't name that one.
Okay.
And I think that they broke up.
Well, that's when Hayes
Shibi Gibi broke up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's Modest Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Aha. Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of lit up when I said
that. I know them,
but
not in the way they want me to know them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because when you say Modest Mouse, then you have to say, like, their early stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Modest Mouse before.
Yeah.
Before the hit.
Before Float On.
Yeah. And then I said, No Doubt. And then I stuttered and I said, No Doubt again. And they just let me in.
Okay. Oh. That is five.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't even, I didn't get to the band part of it. If I had, what would I have said?
Top five.
Top five. Okay.
Dead or Alive.
Is P. Diddy a punk band?
That's a good question.
I remember some pretty loud guitars in some of those songs.
Mm-hmm. You know what? They do count because I checked the roster too, because mm-hmm. I've been going there for a while. And after a while, they let you look at the list mm-hmm. of bands. You can say Jay-Z, but you have to say with Linkin Park.
Jay-Z with Linkin Park.
With Linkin Park. Oh, you got to say
that's
it really
an acceptable
fast.
Answer. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
How many times have you been done with us? You do the show?
How many? Hayes was asking me yesterday, and I had no clue.
I don't know.
It makes more sense for you. I mean,
I should
for
know.
You to know than us.
I should, yeah, because you're doing the show all the time.
We did 500, like no, plus probably even 100 more at this point.
I noticed.
A lot of our guests
okay,
don't know about
great,
it.
That's great, because we got zero press.
Oh my God. That's really, was that hard?
To get no press?
Yeah.
Getting no press
for
has been the
actually,
easy
I,
part of my
yes,
job.
I am actually curious for Kevin if it was hard fending off the press.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a pro.
It was the way the interviews.
It was very hard. There was a lot of emails I had to not respond to about the press. I got depressed.
Yeah, we got depressed by Kevin.
Yeah, we got depressed.
Is Train a band that they... Is Train one?
The later stuff.
Yeah, the late okay. stuff.
Not the early stuff.
Yeah,
the early stuff, sissy.
After.
Yeah. After the hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're on a bit of a run, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to, you know, we don't like to talk
we
about
don't
it,
like okay. to jinx the streak yes. by discussing the streak. But you are finding us in the middle of a hot zone.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thrilled.
Yeah, and you could get infected with some of the comedy in the center of this zone. Hot zone
God,
because
I
it's going viral.
It's going viral all the time?
All
and
the
be
time.
Thinking about, exhausting. We've been cutting, we've yeah. been doing
different
clips.
Degrees of viral, but yes, always mm-hmm. always at least a little bit viral.
A low simmer or mm-hmm. a high, yeah.
Think about what would make a good clip from your episode. Like try to do something that generates just like, if the episode's good, great, fine. I don't know. Nobody really listens to the episode, but we have TikTok now.
Yes.
Ooh.
And we need help with the clips.
And yeah.
Kevin's clip instincts
mm-hmm.
are fatal.
No.
I'm realizing that he named his hedgehog Clippy ironically.
Oh, God.
Because that's the
exhausting.
Only thing that he's not really able to like wrap his head around. He's so good at the other stuff, telling press no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
getting a guest and then not really preparing anything for them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess telling us what we've done before, like all that
okay.
stuff he's like got his head around.
But naming finding a hedgehog?
Finding a clip. Well, mm-hmm. naming a hedgehog. Yes,
okay.
But and you said, oh God, and Clippy is unfortunately with oh God right now.
Oh.
Rolly's with oh God.
Clippy's, oh, Rolly's with oh God.
Clippy's still with
sorry,
us.
I forgot.
Here?
Sorry, I forgot. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to tell you.
Oh no!
Clippy fell off the couch. Kind of
a fatal bonk.
Talk about it. It's like when I was at tennis camp, and my parents didn't tell me that my mud skipper died until I got home. You know.
I went on vacation.
Elliot was his name.
Elliot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how long did he live?
Pretty long. A lot longer than the one we got after. Yeah, he started a trend. Once the other mudskippers heard how easy it was to just fucking...
It's too bad that Elliot's death went viral like that, because it just gave other mudskippers big ideas.
Yeah, like 13 reasons why for mudskippers.
Trend center, yeah.
So I just read this entire book.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
The book is raw dog. It says part travelogue, part culinary history, all capitalist critique. Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
And yet I noticed the book is for sale. Mm-hmm. For money.
Okay. That has
been... Where does the money go? To the DSA?
You know, I would say it doesn't. It doesn't. And that's something that the good people on Goodreads have been confronting me about this pretty consistently, saying, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Are you accepting money for this when you seem to hate money so much?
But you said, I guess it's a capitalist critique. It's a critique that is capitalist.
It's a critique.
Yes. Coming from a capitalist, I'm criticizing those doofuses that, you know, don't want money.
I'm so sorry, but I'm obsessed now with, I cut you off. You had said I was on vacation. I told the tennis camp story pretty touching.
I was really hoping we could let it go.
I told the tennis camp, mark that for a clip.
I'll go mark that.
And then you said, but, and then maybe stitch this in after because Jamie's got a good vacation story that she didn't get to at the time. We'll go back to the book. The book's going to be a lot of the episode.
Sure, sure.
But you were on vacation. What happened? Where were you?
I regretted that sentence the second it came out of my mouth.
Well, because it sounds pretty bougie, you know what I mean? We got this big capitalist critique. Meanwhile, and we're taking vacations.
And here I am on vacations. And was it a nice vacation? No, but it was a vacation. I took some time off.
Where did you have a vacation?
With my mom. In Orlando, Florida.
Okay, we got there. We got to the where.
We did.
It's a little touch and go and with my mom of it all. But
Well, you know, so it was Grand complicated. We were staying at the Sheraton. We have a timeshare there. Now, that's a little bougie as well.
Time Sheraton.
That's what they call it there. And they're always trying to upsell you. But I was 26 years old. I went on vacation with my mom in Orlando, Florida. Asked my roommate to take care of my hamster. And it was, I was so inspired by hearing Elliot's story that I wanted to share my hamster story, because while I was gone, she got something called wet bottom and died within a day.
No.
It's very terminal for hamsters. It's like one of the top reasons. And there's nothing you can do.
This is so scary. I think I have it.
Are you serious?
I think I might have it.
Oh my God. There's really not a cure.
I'm just working back through the last couple of days and I'm just imagining what it could be. And there's really only one thing, and I have it, which means, like,
have you called, you know, an exotic pets vet?
I guess, but you're saying it's terminal. Like maybe it's different for hamsters, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably have more time, at least.
Okay. All right. So maybe I can get some stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Record a couple more podcasts before I say goodbye.
I don't want to get too clinical with what the epidemiology, you know, like the hamster epidemiology and like how it impacts them and things like that. But basically they back up onto the little dripper.
It's, So you've seen.
It fills their whole butt. Yes.
So you've seen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Enema of the state, right? Would that get me into the punk Pilates bar?
You might be able to trick them if you scowl really hard while you say it. And then they'll be like, oh, I must not have heard. I think you could go harder.
I went on vacation too.
Okay.
All right.
And we asked the neighbors to take care of my pet bird, Larry Bird.
And then what?
And he flew in a window and his head broke.
We've all been through so much.
He died.
Oh, wait.
We found him walking in the street.
I've done that,
too.
You
found
That's how we first found him.
You found the bird?
He was walking down the street. And we picked him up and took him home.
Oh, before he died, you found him walking
down the
street.
That's how you acquired Larry Bird.
He was walking down the middle of the street.
What kind of bird was it?
On Cape Cod. That was on a different vacation. Wow. He was a parakeet. Blue parakeet.
Wow. Just out for a stroll, yep. Right?
Yep. Scoop. Okay. Seems like someone's picking my ass up now.
You're the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically.
Did you ask for consent? Like, what was that process like?
To pick up Larry Bird?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scooping his ass up.
Did you check in at all?
I guess I was like, hey, is it okay if I throw this entire towel over you? Yes, I did say that.
Okay.
I was like, hey, I've got this gigantic towel.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if I just drop it on your ass?
Mm-hmm.
And he was fine.
Yeah, he was very, very chill about it.
Wow.
Jamie, I know you know about the show yeah, that you're on.
Of course.
I think you famously told us once that you had a roommate who said you wouldn't get it.
Yes, mm-hmm, that's true. And I'd never get it, yeah, is what they said.
Thank you, King.
Never.
I honor you, King. We need our gatekeepers.
Yes, that's right.
Otherwise, the gates just open.
Yeah.
So, you know that we've been going a little bit, especially since you heard about the 500th episode, that we've been going through the history of the show.
Huge, yeah.
Some of our biggest moments. And like one thing that people to this day reference, even was a shirt at one point, is we would say, and we didn't know what it meant, but we would say, hot dog, go to bathroom.
That's a legacy.
Do you remember that?
That's fun.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember it?
No.
It was like a quiz. It was like, what's your perfect day at the beach or something? Mm-hmm. And it was a multiple choice. And the choices were like, go for a walk, like collect shells. And then the last choice was hot dog, go to bathroom. And man, we laughed at us saying that.
That is hilarious.
We were loving it. Cut to 9 years later. You write a book.
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be read in the bathroom.
Yeah. Preferably.
And it's Raw Dog, the book. And what Kevin said, and I don't feel this way necessarily, but Kevin said that we know she listens to the episode. She's stealing, right? She's a stealer. Mm-hmm. And then he said to me, and this is, I'm quoting him, I want to be clear, because I don't say this stuff.
Uh-huh.
First he asked, do you know who C.S. Lewis is? I go, yeah, I do. And he goes, then you'll love this. The Lion, the Witch, and the Audacity of This Bitch.
Are you serious?
I mean, I had to sit my ass down because I was like, Kevin, this is a friend. This is a return guest. Like, that's precious to us. We need return guests.
And weird to say, like, do you know C.S. Lewis?
I don't know why that was part of it. Land. Like, yeah, I guess.
Because some people might be like, no. And they'd be like, okay, well, I know that title's familiar to me. I guess you can't say, do you know The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Yeah, I think that was part of it. But, like,
yeah.
It's like, I'd say at that point, just roll the dice. Even if I thought you were making up the rhyme, like, it's going to have a similar impact.
Well, I will say, and this doesn't feel good to say because I'm pretty pissed off right now, but it did land for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. And it's difficult.
Well, you love hanging out with Kevin. He's been saying it more and more.
Well, he's been drilling me for years. So it's really, you know, it's really frustrating to hear that he's, you know, and you can like sort of get the vibe from someone who's going to talk shit behind your back.
Mm-hmm. And I can hear in your voice how furious you are.
I feel like a lump in my throat because I just didn't think, it's always a person you don't think is going to do it.
Yeah.
You know what it says on the book?
Trust.
What? It's adult.
Adult. You know what that means?
What?
Porno.
Porno stuff. So
I needed
the book
that.
Says adult. Can I see that?
Oh, good catch.
Okay.
It says porno book.
Adult humor. Porn jokes.
They don't put that at the front of the Barnes & Noble. That's why they're not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
They have to put it in the back. It's too dangerous.
What kind of porno jokes are in here?
Oh, I can't be giving away my porno jokes for free.
It's like a breathalyzer, but it's... He's like giving her breathalyzer, but it's... She's like...
Actually, what are you talking about?
Actually giving the dude dome.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You know what
one.
I mean? Dude. Such a porno joke. Okay. And now I'm lost in the book.
Yeah.
A world of words that I've been trying.
There's something on every page.
Hayes, you take over.
There's something on every single page.
Jamie's little aside. There's footnotes.
There's footnotes.
And I like the way they're formatted. Yeah. I don't want to flip to the back for my footnote.
No.
I want it right here when I ignore it.
You know what? shorter page.
I don't want to feel like, I don't want to feel like I'm being lazy because of the structure of it. I want to just be like, yep, no thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of reading. I don't need to like stop and like go read so I could keep reading. That's not me.
I did that for you. That's okay. That's good.
Let's talk about the book.
Big ass footnote.
It's pretty long. It's the only one.
Is
that's
it?
Just a little inside baseball with my awesome book.
We're page 156 and it's footnote number one.
Yeah.
Lucky that I found it, honestly.
It's kind of an adult humor joke in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever eat a whole hot dog?
I don't think so.
Tough to even find one these days.
I'm glad you said that because I was censored a little and I couldn't say, where the hell am I supposed to get
the
these things?
Where's the rest of the beef?
Where's the rest of them?
Okay, see, I can't say where's the beef. Question. There's certainly some here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But where's the rest of
here's
it?
Here's the beef, but where'd the rest of it go?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's the beef, some of it. Where does the rest of the beef go?
How would you punctuate that?
Sorry, so the scenario is I'm transcribing my own question.
Yeah.
Okay. She's got to steal it, put it in a... This is what she does.
Mm-hmm.
She takes shit that we say.
Mm-hmm. So clearly
and it's now just the level of laziness.
I think it's interesting that before, it's just Kevin that thinks this, but now all of a sudden it seems like maybe Hayes shares his opinion.
Well,
of what I
Kevin has
did.
Been known to infect our brains.
Yeah.
He is a virus.
He's sort of like crafted the show to his specifications now.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do all kinds of shit. And now we just do like the one thing that Kevin thought the show was over and over again, which is accuse people of stealing from us. He's got to get his.
And he asked me, related to this, he asked me if I know, C.S. Lewis.
Oh, God.
I know where this is going.
And I said, yes. And he said, the butcher, the baker, and the idea taker in this bitch. It's like, okay, I don't think C.S. Lewis wrote that.
Yeah.
Fucking believable.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe Kevin could benefit from stealing some ideas because that's not a very good one, is it?
No, maybe he needs an idea stolen from someone else because that one doesn't seem to connect to C.S. Lewis.
No, not at all.
It feels like a stretch to get the B word in there, which is like,
it
I guess, like
rhyme
a primary.
With the middle thing at all. Yeah.
Which in 2023 doesn't feel very appropriate to be calling me something like that.
I hated it.
Yes.
Especially, I hated that he did that.
He shouldn't have done it. But, okay, fine.
Kevin, don't do that.
It's not nice.
Again, this is to repeat what I said at the time.
And
no way,
I
man.
I threw up on the floor, which is what your book should be called.
Come on, man. Threw up on the floor, the book. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating because now that I'm thinking about it, in these sessions that Kevin and I would have, he would be calling other people in his life bitches all the time. Yeah. I don't know why I thought I would be exempt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is funny. You work back through all the interactions you had. And you're like,
all
I
the
guess
signs
every
were
time
there.
He brought up anybody else in his life, even when Hayes wasn't there, he was saying it about Hayes. Why did I think it wasn't happening about me when I wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. When someone tells you who they are, do me a favor. Go ahead and believe them.
Mm.
Bitch, that's what Kevin said to me.
He said that to me too.
And I didn't use it to, you know,
he was warning you about himself. Him. Yeah.
That's what I found out, you know. One time he asked me if I knew who C.S. Lewis was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, like we've talked about this before. And then he just was like, more like Prince Aspian.
Okay, yeah.
So that wasn't even it.
Well, that is a C.S. Lewis thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's hit or miss. Because yeah. I didn't, and I, well, I feel like I can break our, you know, Kevin, you know, my agreement, you know, our cone of silence is just broken at this point because the trust is shattered.
It's all out there.
And so he did ask me one time if I knew who C.S. Lewis was.
Sure. No, he'll do that. That's story tracks for me so far. That's my experience with Kevin as well.
And of course I said yes. And at this, and this is like...
Well, you write books. I mean, you know who C.S. Mm-hmm. Lewis is.
Yeah, I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, right?
You know, a fellow author, uh-huh. Right? And this was a day he was a little frustrated with Hayes. Hayes had cut him off mm-hmm. at some point. And mm-hmm. so he said, have you heard of C.S. Lewis? And I said, yes. And Kevin said... I know why the caged bird won't shut the hell up.
Okay. That's definitely not C.S. Lewis.
That, wow.
And so.
And then I just said, like, I have to go.
It's offensive, and thinking it's C.S. Lewis is offensive.
It's really confusing.
If he just said that I cut him off, you might be thinking that I, like, cut off communication with him or cut him off on the road or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What it actually was schnapps.
at the party,
no more
yeah.
schnapps.
Yes, he was. Yeah. He had been overserved.
That is your last Peachtree schnapps. That is your last one. You will not be getting another one. I wonder if it was a reference to Larry Bird.
Mm.
Wow.
That he knew that Hayes's blue
my caged bird.
His caged bird.
This week on the Patreon, the boys write a eulogy for the Stitcher app on the pro version, and the Flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Jamie at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and this mm-hmm. could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that
yes.
For the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason
yes.
That we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead, you know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. Can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code TheBoys at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Whoa!
The book is Raw Dog. It's on shelves now. It's everywhere. You can read this thing. You find this. You go buy it, right? And the money goes to a great cause, capitalism.
Yeah.
And it's out now. And it's so much hot dogs in the book. Jamie, talk a little bit about, I saw a treat at Trader Joe's. It was called Perfectly Pickled Dogs.
Yes.
It was a frozen package of hot dogs that are covered in, it's almost like a corn dog breading.
Talk about the dog.
But there's a pickle flavored breadcrumb surrounding it.
What?
Is that in the book? Is that in the book?
Wait, it's a pickle hot dog at Trader Joe's and it's
Perfectly Pickled Dogs from Trader Joe's. I'm curious about it. It's a
guess a little corn on
pickle flavor breading. It's like a corn dog where it's got like a there's a pickle element to it.
That's Trader Joe's capitalizing on the craze.
Is that in the book?
It didn't make the book. I had certain rules with corn dogs for the book.
Uh-huh.
And it sucks because I know exactly what you're talking about and I really wanted to put it in. But they said, you know.
That sucks.
That sucks,
doggy,
man.
That sucks.
It really sucked, doggy. I mean, it was like.
Doggy.
So.
No.
I was really bummed.
Are you crying?
No, not today. But like, just because I've worked through it, you know.
Yeah. No more tears left for this one.
No.
You know, we've just been through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Okay. Well, that's all I had prepared.
Did you try that hot dog?
No.
No, you just looked at it.
Somebody sent me a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they've tried it either.
I would try it.
I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, what house?
What house?
The book.
What?
The publishing house.
Great.
Hang on.
Forge.
Sean, you tell him. Yeah, it's Forge.
Forge.
It's Forge.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of the X-Men, no?
Mm-hmm.
Forge? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the strongest one. Isn't he? Sorry.
The strongest one.
Who's the strongest one?
I actually think that Storm is the strongest one.
Yes, thank you. The ability to control the weather, but I guess
you think.
I think
maybe he's the strongest.
It has to be one of the male
boy. X-Men's are actually one of them too. It could be the strongest one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just don't think that's true. As a woman, I think Forge is the strongest one.
I would say that. Forge is very strong.
Yeah, obviously.
But the strongest one, I would probably say Storm.
Storm.
Mm-hmm. Or okay. Rogue, who could acquire
Forge's
powers
at any time
that she wished.
By using her powers of seduction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see. I don't think Forge would fall for it. I think when Forge fell for it one time, it was a play.
He meant to steal powers.
Letting her think he could fall for it so that if she ever was going to do it, then he would be able to be strong.
Yes.
And build a plane or something.
That's what he would do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he could break her heart.
He would just build a plane and leave.
Is that not strong?
It's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to build a plane and leave, that's quite a power.
I can't do either of those things.
Did you write Forge? How did this come about?
Well, Forge reached out.
A funny email?
Yeah, Forge reached out.
Forge reached out to you?
Yeah.
So they wrote the funny email.
Yeah. And I was like taken aback, obviously, you know, because it was a couple years ago. It was during lockdown. And Forge reached out and said, you know, that the world needed joy. And how can we get there? Mm-hmm. You know, and I've been such a big fan of Forge over the years. And it was just like an honor to hear from him. And so actually, this was at a time where Kevin and I were still doing the sessions.
Yeah, sure.
So that's like part of why it's so painful to see him today, because I started canceling my sessions with Kevin so I could be with Forge.
To be with Forge for the book.
Right. And I thought Kevin would be happy for me.
No way.
Well, yeah, I know.
Well, that's clear now, Kevin. Yeah. You know, yeah. We all understand no way now.
I just didn't. I mean, I don't like to take it back there, but I just was surprised the extent, the how low he was willing to go.
So
when you had tried to cancel the sessions because of lockdown, mm-hmm. and he said no way.
Yeah, he said we're going virtual. And I would try to, you know, I would say
and
this no.
Is, it was in person, but he was wearing a VR helmet
or something.
I was so stressed out because I was like, we can't meet in person right now.
Yeah.
And he said, wanna bet? And then I just like didn't know what to do. So we were, you know, it was like a yard. It was safe. We're in the yard, but, and I was wearing a helmet. He was wearing a helmet. And it was just like, I don't know. And then when we went virtual, it got even worse because he would send the calendar invites, always with the calendar invites.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say no at some point.
And the invite said, want a cyber.
Yeah, that's really.
Like, there's no way he didn't know that there's like another way to read that because it was, and to defend him, I know because I've gotten the same emails. We did some virtual meetings. We did some virtual.
Okay.
And he did drill me. And I did, I think, improve my hosting presence. You can even see today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm fully self-possessed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all of my ideas are good.
Really present.
I'm expressing myself really clearly. I'm talking to the guest. Occasional eye contact.
Yeah.
All things that were weaknesses for me before.
I'm not saying the drilling didn't work. I just like, I was trying to say when, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he would not allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about podcast?
Yeah, of
course.
You
did that.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
so
we miss you. We miss you over here.
Something's different. Where's my friend?
Does this, like, with the microphone and everything, does it make you think,
it's such a throwback for me.
What if I went back and I did my podcast?
It's such a throwback.
The book.
I'm just like, wow.
It's not a podcast.
Yeah.
I've gotten so many emails saying, I really enjoyed the book. It's like a really long podcast. And mm-hmm. I find these emails really, really, really frustrating to receive. But it's nice to be back.
Did you bring the book? You give me the book.
Did I give you the book? You have the book.
I don't know whose book
that is. Well, that's pretty.
That's somebody else's.
Let's see.
Shit.
Says to Nick and Mitch.
Oh, come on. Fuck.
Yeah.
Did you do that show
and they
recently?
Left it here.
The original Boys.
Yeah, I said the real boys.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
Nick
just
and
a
Mitch,
joke.
The dog boys.
It's just a joke
you
I have with Nick and
Mitch. You can't spell Doughboys without dog boys. Those guys, what we actually prefer is that you, just going forward from when we schedule these again, is that you do us first and then you go do their show.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. then we don't have a direct line for them, but we do need you to speak with them about us being able to do
their show. I'll hit the group chat right
after
this.
We need to get on there.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to write a book, this book or another one, if it meant me getting back on the show.
Do this one. It's great.
Yeah.
You're going to really like it. You
didn't give me the book.
I didn't give you the book. But you said you didn't want to read it.
No, I don't want to read the footnote.
You want to read everything around the footnote?
I want to be reading the book, see the footnote. I can't. I'm in flow, mm-hmm. you know? I don't want to break up the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I got this nice rhythm going. I'm going to stop down now.
No, you're right.
I mean, you're stopping to tie your shoe in the middle of a race.
And it was brought up to me that it would be bitchy to add a footnote so late.
Kevin said that.
He said that?
Yeah, Kevin. Oh, he didn't.
That's who I thought you were saying brought it up.
Yeah.
No, he said to me.
He
I
said
left
to
the
me.
Footnote.
No, he said it was.
This bitch can put a footnote in here.
Yes. I said,
Kevin, please.
Yeah, stop.
He said it was bitch-made behavior.
Yeah. Well, okay, at this point, I'm just, like, not even surprised. I'm just, like, feeling more...
Does a footnote have a star?
Let's see.
Well, it's got... I know what page it is, 156, because I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I am here, and there's a one, There's a little one.
It's a no little star. One?
Little one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes down. I insisted on that.
So, yeah.
Okay, so I know I'm supposed to find the other one.
I know.
And then I get to the end of the footnote.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go now?
I've
already
say.
Established back. Like, this, that there's a little, that there's like back. A little code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess what at there's the really bottom. No. So at the last word of the footnote, uh-huh. what there should be after that is like a little a star
or a new number.
Would you know instinctively little, what the star was?
And then you, well, you yes, because the star would then be found up on this page. So this, it's like the one takes me down to the one, and then the star takes me back up to the star. Because I end up getting lost. Like, I finish this, and then I start reading the next down. Page, but I'm that's in the middle really, of a sentence I that I don't know
my,
about.
My pants, my belt buckle.
God, that's useful feedback. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never considered the star system, but that is mostly...
Doesn't have to be a star. Doesn't have to be a star. It has to be a little, something yeah. to help me. I'm lost.
I like the little cross.
The little cross.
I like to add the little cross yeah. because yes. it feels...
And so the Jesus is reading them. The book and he's like, okay, thanks for reminding me of that. Just trying to enjoy a book yeah. about a hot dog.
Yeah.
He can't catch a break.
Day of my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I remember that. It'd be a good Far Side cartoon.
I like I like when... But I would get confused because when I see the cross, I'm like, oh, I should... put this down and pick up my Bible. And then I stop reading the book. I don't finish it.
That's true. I end up doing the entire goddamn rosary.
Mm-hmm.
I end up doing the whole motherfucking rosary.
And then you're
every
exhausted.
Time I see a cross in there. Yeah, then I need a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Are your other little friends, like, is Kathy writing you and being like, hey, could be sort of funny to do a podcast about Kathy eats a hot dog, you know?
Yeah.
Now that you've, like, just straight up moved on and
yeah, well,
left their spent carcass, but mm-hmm. like in the wake of your ambition.
I think maybe people would have reached out if I hadn't. I think in retrospect, I shouldn't have bridge burned as severely
then
as
the
I Bokov did.
When you the do, state is reaching out, they're going, "What if Lolita eat a hot dog?" You yeah. know, very rather seductively, and mm-hmm. you're going like, "No."
When yes. you do a podcast
enough.
About someone, your body makes a promise. And that it is a secret. It's not something that you can just like act like it never happened. Mm-hmm. Like
you don't get to just erase
this happened.
That.
It did happen. You did a podcast about Kathy.
Yes, you were. But I'm not... You were a willing participant in that. In fact, I think you initiated. I think you were the one that seduced Kathy originally.
Yeah, it was really... And now
Kathy had a picture having the confidence to just show up and be like, hey, like Jamie, could you do a podcast?
Do you
want to
do that?
Me?
That's
like,
not
no.
Kathy. Everyone knows that it's you.
No. And she, I think now thinks of it like, wow, you know, she was so thirsty, you know, like reaching out repeatedly. But I think it's just like, you know, when am I allowed to move on? When?
Mensa eat a hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
Mensa eat a hot dog?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about calling.
Well, yeah. Hey,
maybe Mensa could eat a hot dog. I don't know.
Hey, I just had a genius idea. LOL, R-O-F-L. Maybe Mensa eat a hot dog. Right?
I would let look, nothing's stopping them. But I've, you know, I'm
you
just
are.
Like, they're, I'm not stopping
You're
them.
You're stopping them?
How am I holding them back at this late stage? I just
because
feel.
Because they trust you now. They have
trusted you.
You took their hand in yours and said, let me guide you. Mm-hmm. Let me show you. And then you went to write a hot dog and they said, may I have a bite of hot dog?
And
you said so busy.
I have to go. Like, yeah. But at some point, you know, it's just. You have to move on.
Kevin, can you have them keep it down out there? I saw Ben Rogers. I know Ben Rogers and John Gabris maybe are out there. Can you have them be quiet just while we're recording?
Yes, sir.
Casey, when you do a second studio, if you do one, a little soundproofing could be helpful because there are people outside and they are having conversations. And sometimes they're being funny, laughing. I don't begrudge anyone having a big laugh.
Noted.
But I do think that when you're inside the studio doing a recording with a guest like Jamie wrote a book, we need to be able to discuss it quiet.
Well, see, I am a little frustrated because Ben and Gabris know that. They know that I wrote a book and they're still being, you know,
you gave them
a little
the book?
Loud. I didn't give them the book. I didn't give them the book. I've only got
then
so many
how
copies.
Do they know about it? You literally just said they know about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally, well, I mean, they're obsessed with the library. They love reading. Yeah. Not to call you guys out, but like, yeah, if you were at the library, you would know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
They have invited me to the library a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you got to see what's in there. They said the copy machine goes crazy.
It goes nuts.
And some of the, yeah, some of the books have porno.
Well, yes. They said there's some adult books, there's adult humor, some porno jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they actually are responsible for the curtain in front of the adult books. That didn't used to be
at
there.
At the library?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they saw some wanderers that maybe shouldn't have been in that section. And I think they did the right thing.
It used to be a screen door.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, this is, you know, it's effective. So a breeze can get in, which is nice and actually pretty necessary.
If you're reading a
porno
book.
Now that's the problem with the curtain is my understanding.
You can't catch a stiff breeze. Yeah.
Is that it's just, it's keeping out the air flow in a way that we do need to get some air back in there.
It's true.
Without having the curtain be open.
Well, how would you, like, so you have been to the adult book section of,
well,
of
I'm friend, you know, these are like my friends, like I actually talked to them.
I've gone there to pick them up and stuff before, where
but
I'm
never
like, they need a ride because they're like getting so crazy with these books that they're just like, I don't trust myself to drive home.
You shouldn't drive home after,
but they're like
that
sitting
section
in the car. It's from personal experience, and they got kind of like musty in there, like behind the curtain, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
They sort of built up a little like film from like not having the necessary airflow in there.
I had to take the top down on my old jalopy.
Are you getting an idea for a podcast? You put your finger on your chin. If I'm hot dog, I just want to say, like, I'm sure hot dog is feeling pretty good right now.
But look at the wake of destruction.
I'm different. Hot dog is like, I'm different.
She really likes me. I'm different. She won't immediately move on to some other thing.
And I won't. And I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
And I think that people take stuff really personally.
What's next now that hot dog has served its purpose? Yeah. You've used it up and spit it out.
I'm staying with hot dog. I'm gonna stew, you know, kind of stew in the juice.
Come on,
with hot
you
dog.
Can tell us. Be honest. What's it gonna be?
No, I can't.
Another food, another cartoon.
Did you eat your whole Athletic Greens?
Yeah, and I've kind of just been just fucking around with the jar.
Wow.
I kind of forgot that there was video on, but I bet the video would tell. I've
was
been
it
just
so
twisting
good?
It. Yeah. It was heating up in my hands, so I started drinking it faster. But I liked it.
It's nice when it's a little hot.
Crushed the AG1.
Yeah.
Damn. You're getting right about now a mouse.
Nah, I think that mouse is covered. The thing is, like, yeah, hot dog wasn't covered. Mm-hmm. Mouse, there's plenty of mouse content out there. I don't want to clog up, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to speak out of turn. I feel like I have nothing to add.
Mm-hmm.
I've thought about it, but I have nothing to add.
Okay, I'm just asking. Like, I don't need,
like literally just
your
yes
life
or no
story.
Is fine.
Yeah.
Are you gonna write a book about a mouse?
No.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
No, I'm not. No, you're not doing a mouse. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I think something else.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
No.
The free country.
Yeah, that's why I'm not writing a book about a mouse.
Why?
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It's really
jam
personal.
Jam bands.
You think it was bad?
This is
the
a
other
long
guy
pause.
So you think the guy that the other book about a mouse is bad?
No, I think it's so like I think it would, the hubris of trying to, you know, outdo Stuart. You know, I can't do that. That mouse could drive a car.
Stuart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That mouse could drive a car, so I can't, you know, what am I going to do?
Mr. Clean, the story of Mr. Clean, right?
See, now we're talking.
A whole, yeah.
Now we're talking. I would be thrilled
who
about
was
that.
Who was Mr. Clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's podcast, book, whatever you want. But that's
12
you
hours
how, like,
at
you
least.
Had a crush on him when you were a kid or something. Mm-hmm. It's all
made
up.
You
it's
have
like,
to.
I was in love with Mr. Clean.
You have to start with.
I would steal the Mr. Clean bottle and hide it under my pillow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I actually.
Got sick. No, I inhaled all the fumes.
Did you guys know I did a pilot about that?
I'm high as hell. I'm still high off the Mr. Clean fumes. That's why I'm writing so crazy. Blah, 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 blah.
It's funny. First of all, to say things like that.
Okay.
And I didn't end up, I would like to finish my project about Mr. Clean. I think it's a weird way to bring it up.
Yeah.
I
didn't know you did a pilot about that.
I did. Okay. And yes, it did start with a cute little anecdote that I made up.
Yeah.
And it started, I liked the cadence I kind of hit for that one too. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was really coming into my own with the cadence where I was like, Mr. Clean, you've heard of him, right? And then a little music comes in. And say, of course you've heard of him. Maybe you saw him on TV when your mom was watching soap operas. Maybe you saw him at Chuck E. Cheese when you were enjoying a slice of pizza as a child.
That's where it lost me a little bit, because I just don't think that you ever see Mr. Clean there.
I don't see Chuck E. Cheese. I don't see Mr. Clean at Chuck E. Cheese.
I saw him at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, you did see him. Okay, but that's made up too?
This is all made up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom didn't watch soap operas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We didn't go to Chuck E. Cheese. That's like one of the biggest bullshit lies I've been telling that one for years.
Yeah.
And then the music changes a little bit.
Mom didn't like soap operas, you know?
Well, look, this isn't going
to... I'm supposed to do that, some sob story.
Then the music changes a little bit again. Mm. And I say, but who is Mr. Clean? And then we get some voices in. Oh, my God.
What about these freaky guys?
They just came from the library.
They're always cutting
up. Yeah, they can come in. Sure, that's what we need in here. More bodies.
Yeah. More bros,
Jeez.
Okay.
Feeling a little oppressed. Like
Okay, you're not on mic right now. Arm the mic. Well, it's fitting. We're talking about Raw Dog, and this just became a real sausage fest. I'll tell you what. We got two more coming in.
Well, you know, I actually read the book, and I loved it.
Okay, how did you get the book?
Yeah, how'd you get it? Because she said she didn't give it to you.
No, I bought it.
Oh, you bought it.
Yeah, and you guys could have done that.
God. Pre-ordered on bookshop.org.
Okay. The book is a critique of capitalism.
Yeah, she said she hates capitalism.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but the money doesn't go to me. It goes to somebody else. It goes to other organizations and people.
Well, now I have to buy it because I am so big on organizations and people. Yeah. I like time to put my money where my mouth is a little bit on this one, because I've been saying for a long time that I'm like Mr. People Organizations guy, you know?
It's kind of
I've heard you say that once or twice.
Jesus, man. Yeah,
thank
you.
It's a fucking
you.
Broken record. I have his back on this. He's a big organizations guy, so.
Yeah.
It's funny, because I was thinking he was maybe bullshitting me on that one, but I mean, I'll take your word for it, because you read the book, you know?
I read the book, so I know the book, and I know where you stand, and I know where you guys stand. Sean won't stop talking about organizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like... Because honestly, you said organizations and people.
Yeah.
To me, organizations are really just the people that make them up and organize them, you know?
All
like,
right.
It's all the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite part?
Of organizations?
No.
Oh, okay. Ben. Okay. Oh.
Of Raw Dog, I do have a real answer.
Don't say the footnote.
Giving me shit about the footnote. We didn't even talk about the content of the footnote.
Yeah.
Well, there's one point where a friend of yours gets bullied by a child who you say tough. He said tough titties, old man.
He did say tough titties,
and that part is
made
with
up
me.
Shit I've ever heard.
You think that's made up?
I will say
fake is the fucking Mr. Clean anecdote.
Mr. Clean anecdote was fake. The Chuck E. Cheese stuff was fake. Mostly how I've characterized my family and my life has been completely made up.
Uh-huh.
But the tough titties old man anecdote is real. And that's why it stuck with you, is because it's the first true thing I've ever written down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought the part where you called my hometown Buffalo, New York, a miserable place was also made up, maybe.
Yeah, no, I think it's a really fun place. Okay. I had the best time, and I actually stayed for a couple of weeks, but I didn't, you know, I was afraid of what people would say.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I'll tell you, wings that wild don't come from a life of ease. You know, they come from hardship.
They have
from being oppressed, pushed down, and that is where you need to then spread some truly wild wings.
Yeah, I think that's an Ohio-based franchise. I don't think it actually has anything to do with the city of Buffalo.
Okay, so
I don't care.
You're saying, like,
okay.
I don't give a shit.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what are you talking about?
What else do you think?
It's not like, yeah.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Hey, welcome to another episode of Ben Thinks. You know what I mean? I thought this shit was called fucking Hollywood Handbook.
Hey,
dude.
You guys waved my ass in here. Trust me, I regretted it the moment I sat down.
Well, you shouldn't have been in the window making crazy faces.
Mm. I saw my three friends. I got excited.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you were trying to distract me.
Here's a thought for everybody. Buy this fucking book.
I mean, I would. And he's leaving.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in what he said. Doesn't want to stay and defend it.
Yeah, he can't back that up. He can't back that up. Kevin, did you ever have sessions
scripted
with him?
The whole thing felt very orchestrated to me.
You know,
Jamie's ben here. They're friends. They've obviously communicated. Jamie. He's read the book. He cuts up. What was you remember the last thing he said before he was leaving?
I don't know. I don't remember exactly, something about Ohio, being so pissy.
I think he was being great. And I don't think that was scripted at all. I think that he was doing the right thing.
I don't know who to trust anymore. Well, the book is Raw Dog. The book is what is that? Lorne talking about the book?
He's introducing the book instead of a musical guest,
which he also doesn't really do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Raw Dog.
The book is Raw Dog.
Ladies and gentlemen,
find it raw in stores.
Mm-hmm. You can. What
ladies
I'm hoping,
and gentlemen, Raw Dog. That is just a zoom in on a book on a shelf.
Just on the stage.
You could play the audiobook. That's like.
You could play the audiobook.
I'm hoping someone does a
You
a
like
skating
people doing
routine.
The audiobook, or you'd rather they read the words?
Look,
did you read the audiobook?
Yeah, I read the audiobook.
You did it? Yeah.
No,
so
it's not a podcast.
You care
it's different.
Which way people enjoy it?
Yes, I do.
Which way?
I want people to hold it in their hands.
Hold the book.
Yeah. Even though I don't do that, I don't like reading.
Not everyone can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was very fucked up of me.
Okay, so
some people could get really hurt if they
ableist author Jamie has written a book called Raw Dog.
Well, not everyone can hear it either. So you got to have options.
Right, but you just said that you could only do one, and then there's one that you think is the good option.
One that is,
yeah, and also the righteous and the moral option is to hold it.
Okay.
Jamie, can I pitch you a Comedy Bang Bang character you can do when you promote the Raw Dog book?
Bye.
Oh, I don't know.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.